Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm a 46-year-old male that used to attend a high-end university. I got into a school at a late age and was studying to be a doctor. One of my professors was suddenly absent for an extended period of time without warning and without much explanation as to why he was gone or when he would be coming back. We were left with someone who we'll call Mitchell as our substitute professor. Mitchell was one of those guys in the kiss up to apprentice to tenured professor pipeline. He was very smart and unofficially taught several courses at the school under the wings of a handful of professors who treated him like some kind of academic prodigy. At the end of the day, though, he was just a student like us. Of course, I saw all this about Mitchell years ago, and I made sure to be his friend, mostly for studying purposes. He would call us study buddies, as a grown man, being the quirky, geeky personality that you almost have to be in order to be as smart as Mitchell was. He looked the part, too, like the real-life stereotype of a nerd in the 80s. He had the big buck teeth with braces, the thick-rimmed glasses, the lame haircut, the same boring outfit every day, and he was always carrying a stack of textbooks under his arm when he was going anywhere. I found it amusing when he used the same fork he ate lunch with as a pointer during his lectures, but from being his study buddy, I always knew he had an uncomfortable obsession with taking the same fork around in his pocket everywhere he went. Everybody was doing poorly in Mitchell's class. People were dropping out like flies. And it wasn't because he didn't know what he was talking about, it was purely because he was the most gigantic and uncompromising hard-ass he could possibly be about everything. Mitchell would cuss you out and humiliate you in front of everyone if you got one of his questions wrong. It was just funny how these quiet little geeky people show their true colors the second they get a bit of power. I was the closest thing he probably ever had to a friend, but that wasn't enough to catch a break. One day, I was so close to failing that I pretty much begged this man for mercy.
Hey Mitchell, I appreciate that you're teaching the course while the professor's gone, but if I'm being honest, I'm kind of struggling right now. Do you think there's anything you could do to help me out? Like maybe some extra credit?
There's no such thing as extra credit here. But if you need a little extra help, I'd be happy to offer you some extra lessons and tutoring outside of campus.
Sure. That'd be great. My place like usual?
Dude, this isn't a study buddy session, dear friend. You are my pupil this time. It is only customary that I should host you in my home while I teach you.
Sure, I'll see you there.
When I got there later that day, I remember Mitchell greeting me as he oddly wore his lab coat. The house seemed totally normal from the outside, but from the inside, I saw that the majority of the space had been turned into a homemade laboratory. Eventually, the two of us sat down by the coffee table and got to business. Mitchell was hopped up on a lot of caffeine, maybe something else too, and was talking a mile a minute like he was reciting the entire textbook of the course by memory. I was struggling to keep up, but I think it was psyching me out more than helping me learn anything. After a little while, Mitchell excused himself to the bathroom.
Wow, that coffee's hitting me right in the breadbasket. I gotta take a crap. Be right back.
Left alone, I took another look around the room. That's when I heard a strange, low noise. I couldn't tell what it was, but it made the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. Then I heard it again, and this time I was sure that it was a person. For a moment, I really thought it was the sound of Mitchell grunting animalistically while he rushed his business on the toilet, but I realized it was coming from the wrong direction. In the corner of Mitchell's home lab was a set of hospital curtains that were drawn around something. The sound was coming from behind them. I stood up and began to inch closer. The sound was now way more audible. The grunting was definitely a distressed human. I reached my hand out and quickly yanked back the curtains and saw the most disturbing, blood-curdling thing I have ever seen. Right there was a hairless man laying on top of a hospital bed. He was hooked up to a ventilator and still conscious. I could see an IV drip and a heart monitor hooked up to him. It was apparent that he clearly wasn't being healed here. His face and body were unnatural looking, and I could tell that there was some kind of amateur plastic surgery being done on him. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. This was my professor, the one that had gone missing from school. He had been here the whole time. I almost threw up at the realization that Mitchell was responsible for all of this. Knowing that he was a complete psychotic med student with disturbing intentions, I could barely recognize my professor. He cried silently as he stared at me, clearly begging for me to save him. And then his eyes widened.
I'll get you out of here.
I backed up slowly and tried to quietly close the curtains, but when I turned around, Mitchell was standing right behind me. I was quick enough to jump out of the way and managed to get around Mitchell and sprint out of the house. When I got to the gas station on the corner, I stopped and pulled out my phone to call the police. By the time the police responded, Mitchell had disappeared without a trace. However, he didn't leave before taking a piece of his pet project as a memento. Approximately 7 days later, they discovered Mitchell hiding in one of his relatives' home. Mitchell was immediately apprehended and put behind bars. As for the professor, he miraculously survived and went back to teach the same classes. He now has to wear an eye patch for the rest of his life. But what makes my skin crawl was how it was revealed that Mitchell targeted vulnerable elderly people who trusted him as a friend, student, or doctor. A part of me still thinks Mitchell wanted my eyes, like he did that professor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I used to browse through magazines and realize how average-looking I truly was. I've always wanted to be someone whose beauty would captivate every man that passes by. But no matter what I did, I was always this skinny, ordinary girl to everyone. As the years passed, the sensation persisted like an itch that wouldn't go away. I became increasingly dissatisfied with myself and wanted to look like my hot idol, Angelina Jolie. At the time, she was the primary standard when it came to looks, and I'd do anything to obtain that fountain of beauty. As a result, I received consultation from multiple doctors, all of whom became the bearer of bad news. They said I didn't need it and tried convincing me to reconsider my choices. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter. I was going to get what I wanted, and I wasn't going to let some silly doctor tell me otherwise. So one day, I decided to vent my frustration to a friend, saying,
"I'd do the operation myself if I could, but I'm no damn doctor."
My friend then peered over our shoulders to make sure no one was listening and whispered,
"I've got a better idea. Have you ever tried looking into the black market?"
The black market? No, I haven't.
"I know someone there. I'm sure you'd love him. See my lips? He's an expert in this kind of stuff. You should give him a try."
In my head, there was no time for doubts. All I needed was to take action, and my dream would finally come true. After further discussion, I learned that the doctor had conducted numerous operations on various clients, who in the end, were happy and content. He had done everything from facelifts to BBLs, the whole nine yards. And the best part was that he rendered his services at an affordable price, much lower than what professionals would charge. I was adamant about looking exactly like Angelina Jolie. So later that day, I picked up the phone and called the doctor.
"Hello."
"Hi, are you the doctor that specializes in plastic surgery?"
"Yes, how may I help you, madam?"
"My friend told me you did a great job on her lips. Her name is Isabel. Do you remember her?"
It took a while for the doctor to reply, but he eventually said,
"I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I don't recall an Isabel. Perhaps it's because I have too many patients."
"Well, my name is Sarah, and I'd like to schedule an appointment with you and explain my specifications."
"Of course, dear. It would be my pleasure. The sooner we meet, the better. Let me give you my address."
He replied in a tone that sounded reassuring. Moments later, I was in an Uber, and upon reaching my destination, a huge old house stood before me. I began to be clouded with second thoughts. However, despite being reluctant, I took a deep breath and walked up the steps until I reached the front door. I then gingerly gave the front door a knock. Upon knocking, a large, decrepit man with a huge grin on his face opened the door. He wore a lab coat and had the doctor attire going on, with a stethoscope around his neck and everything. He then said,
"Well, hello. We meet at last. Come inside."
I certainly wasn't expecting him to look as creepy as he did. His eyes were bulging out and his skin looked pale like the texture of a dried plum. But as we all know, looks can be deceiving, and it would be inappropriate to judge his skills based on his physical appearance alone. I stepped inside, where he led me through a dark, narrow hallway. I sat on top of the operating table as he began to gather more details before the surgery.
"So, Miss Sarah, how can I help you today?"
I would like my face to look like Angelina Jolie."
"How splendid. I have all the necessary tools and chemicals to conduct the operation. Shall we get started?"
I was contemplating backing out, but I had been rejected too many times at this point, so it was literally now or never. And so, after further consultation, I told him exactly what I wanted. I could tell he was listening to every word I said, because once in a while, he would inquire and clarify specific points while taking down notes, ensuring he didn't leave out anything significant. I then put a payment down in cash, followed by an NDA contract which he made me sign before we began the procedure. As I sat there, mentally preparing myself for this moment, the doctor shoved a cloth over my face. The next few moments were a complete blur. My vision was hazy and distorted by whatever the hell was on that cloth. I remember vague moments of seeing a heart monitor, amniotic fluid on the side, and a mask covering my face. Then, I could see him hovering over me, saying,
Don't worry. When you wake up, you will look exactly like Angelina Jolie, my darling. Now go to sleep.
Then I was out. My fate was now in the hands of the man who would change my life forever. Several hours later, I woke up in a wheelchair. My vision was still blurry, and I became more aware of my surroundings. I was now in his living room. I began to feel severe pain while remaining completely immobile due to the effects of the chemicals in my body. I raised my hand and tried to touch my face, but it was completely wrapped in bandages. I then began to panic. However, as I squirmed in the chair, the doctor approached me and said,
Don't move now. Stay very still. Just take a deep breath and relax.
I looked him in the eyes and did exactly as he instructed. Then, moments later, he took the same cloth from earlier and shoved it on my face, causing me to doze off again. When I woke up, I was sitting in the passenger seat of his car, parked outside of my house. He then told me to remove the bandages after 12 hours, and to kindly exit the vehicle. Despite feeling sluggish, I thanked him and went inside my house. I was relieved that it was over and ecstatic that I finally got it done. Then, at exactly 12 hours, I took off the bandages, keeping my eyes closed as I anticipated the big reveal. But once I removed the bandages...
My face looked like it had been ran over.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I touched my face thoroughly, unable to comprehend what I was seeing in the mirror. It wasn't anywhere close to becoming the next Angelina Jolie.
I was a freaking zombie!
Since then, I have been living daily looking like a corpse bride lookalike, regretting that I wanted more when I could have been satisfied with what I had. However, traumatized by the incident, I decided to veer away from plastic surgery, fearing that I would lose more than I already had. The story was inspired by an image of a woman from Iran who got plastic surgery to look like the one and only Angelina Jolie. Her decision to drastically alter her appearance has made her quite the viral sensation. We like to think her doctor was perhaps a fan of Tim Burton.
Back in my 20s, I used to think very highly of myself. I was a young, slim brunette and would always think I was the main attraction in every room I stepped in. At the time, I lived on the 12th floor of an apartment complex. I can recall always seeing people like...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
My neighbors and other patrons around the building checking me out. I was always being catcalled, but did no more than give them a courteous nod. It took some getting used to, until one night, I got inside and began to situate myself. Then I sat in front of my vanity and started to do my usual skincare routine.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. 'Cause words can't bring me down.
No! No, 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 no! How dare you say someone will eventually take your place? That'll never happen, you hear me?
The next day was like every other day. I would always run errands and have random pedestrians look at me wherever I went. This varied from single men, to taken men, to even married men. However, I had this nagging feeling of dissatisfaction, as I wasn't turning as much heads as I would have liked to. When I arrived home, I immediately glanced at the mirror, angered at my disheveled appearance. Then, as I approached closer to my reflection, I felt as if the answer was right in front of me. I wasn't going to stay young forever, and I was afraid to lose all the beauty I possessed.
No! No, 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 no! This can't be happening to me!
Then, as I scrutinized my face in the mirror, I noticed some wrinkles forming and my face slightly sagging. I panicked, my hands trembling in apprehension. I then grabbed my brush and started frantically combing my hair. As I said,
I gotta do it. I must do it. I will do it.
Then, without a hinge of reluctance, I decided to undergo plastic surgery. The next day, I began seeking consultation from medical pundits, but unfortunately, they all told me the same thing, that I didn't need it and that overdoing it could increase my health risk, resulting in irreversible damage. However, no matter what they say, I constantly refused, hollering,
I didn't come here to get rejected. I'm willing to pay you any amount. Just give me what I want.
Miss Hannah, it's not just about the money. If we proceed, you might-
I don't care! Just get it done!
I slammed my fist on the table, frightened threatening the doctors, so, unable to persuade me, we inevitably went through with the operation, and after grueling hours of sedation, lying flat on the operation table, I finally woke up, my head wrapped in bandages. Upon arriving home, I noticed the watchful eyes of my neighbors, who were probably curious about what had happened to me. Little did they know that, enclosed in this cocoon, was the most beautiful butterfly just waiting to reveal itself. So, as I waited for my face to heal, I was filled with anticipation, visualizing myself stepping on the false representation of beauty that I saw in other women.
Just wait and see. After this, I'll be the hottest girl around town.
Then, when it eventually came time for the big reveal, I stripped away the bandages like a fascinating creature coming out of its shell, and went out into the streets to display the final stage of my metamorphosis. So, as I entered the grocery store, I earned a couple of stares and compliments, and as expected, some of the guys approached me, asking if I was single or if they could get my number. Needless to say, it was flattering. However, as I went home, I was flustered, feeling my temperature rise again. I still wasn't satisfied with the public's perception of me. I felt as if I wasn't turning enough heads as I would have anticipated, despite my best efforts. Without looking into the mirror, I knew my face was turning red because I could feel the blood coursing through my veins, boiling with agitation. So, releasing my pent-up frustration, I said,
"No, this can't be happening!"
My body quivered as I told myself,
"It's not enough. I need more, 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 more!"
My yearning for perfection had driven me to undergo more plastic surgeries. Despite the doctor's constant opposition, eventually, I had more work done until I underwent 20 various procedures. At some point, the doctors refused to take me in as their patient, wary of the damage I might cause to their reputation should future operations fail. I loathe such people, successful yet self-centered pricks who always thought they could boss me around. But no, it's unacceptable. I went on a rampage, and eventually, I was escorted out of the hospital and banned from ever returning. So, when I arrived home, I sat on the front of my vanity and began to cry. But as tears poured down my face, I laughed like a lunatic, infuriated by the doctors who had the audacity to refuse me. I paced myself apprehensively as I thought of what to do next. At that moment, I was drowning in anxiety, visualizing myself as an invisible woman that people would bump into without ever noticing me. So, without a doubt, I searched the black market, bought what I needed, put my latex gloves on, and did the deed. The following day, I was getting ready to step outside of the house to display a kind of beauty that was unparalleled. That was until someone knocked on my door. Upon opening it, I noticed it was the neighbor from down the hallway. However, instead of coming closer, he had this horrific look on his face, as if he had seen a ghost. Offended, I asked,
"Why are you looking at me like that?"
"Stupid neighbor. I can't stand beta men like him." "You are beautiful, no matter what they say. 'Cause words can't bring me down."
This story was inspired by a 28-year-old woman who was a successful model and singer. Before her descent into plastic surgery addiction, there were multiple doctors that refused to work on her anymore. Before she took matters into her own hands, she then returned to Korea. Her parents could not recognize her. She has since received psychiatric help.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.